Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hello, it is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. Episode 102, guys. You know, Gabby, it feels like it's been, I don't know, a million years since we last recorded, but episode 102 of the Kicks and Chit Show. Where's our sound? Where's our sound? Come on, come on. See, that's how long it's been, is that we don't even, our sound is taking forever to line up. Well, maybe it'll come back another time.
The sound of, I missed you.
The sound effect board doesn't even know what to do. Oh, okay, okay. All right. Calm down.
Y'all, you think we'd have this figured out by episode 102, but you know.
Well, listen, it has been a while since we last connected. People were sick out here in these streets, not with the Rona. Your boy had pneumonia. So I was out for a little bit, on the mend now, feeling much better. Gabby was out as well, sick, you know, so things happen. What can I say?
It's crazy out there. And it's so funny that we have to clarify, right? Especially like as people are going back in the office and events are happening.
Well, I ain't doing none of that shit.
I mean, I don't even want to sneeze in public. Like, it's a terrifying time in that sense because we're at variant 37 of COVID-19 at this point. Probably it's, you know, a lot more common. Yeah. And I feel like every meetup turns into like a super spreader event. If you don't have it, I'm living my best antibody life still, blessed for that. But allergy season is one of those things that I did not miss over the past couple of years. So still a little bit puffy, migraine free and feeling like a little human, but I feel like I think I'm only a little human anyway. So back to regular programming, y'all.
I love how you're just like, oh yeah, just a little, you know, allergy life. No, allergy life is serious. It's no joke. Nothing to joke about, kids. Well, you know, in the few weeks that we've been out, you know, there have been some sneaker releases, things out there in the streets. You know, we crowned an NBA champion, crowned an NHL champion. I mean, you know, sports world has gone on, there's been boxing fights, you know, all kinds of things have happened since we last connected. But you know, we're still here, we're out here doing our thing. I saw the Zion 2s, Gabby, and like, I think we talked about this before with Zion. Like, I feel like Jordan Brand, and Smart, rightfully so, right, kind of went all in on him. Not all in, but like, he's a guy that we think, like, you know, we're going to rally behind. He's going to move units. Da, da, da. And the big thing was, we talked about it when the Pelicans won the playoffs. I'm like, yo, but he hasn't played. Like, he's injured. Like, you know, and now the Zion 2s are out and I'm like, all right. And we keep seeing these workout videos where he's like showing up at YMCA's, like dunking on kids and stuff. And it's like, cool. But it's like, are you going to be, you know, part of the conversation in terms of on the floor next season, where people can actually see you in those kicks, see the different, the PE versions and all that, and like generate some real buzz behind this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice looking shoe too. So I think that's what's been kind of carrying it for now, right? It's functional. It reminds me a little bit of like a remix on the Jordan 35 and 36, right? It's like that similar kind of body style, similar technology. We all remember what happened with Zion trying to use other people's shoe, maybe not so good for him. So like, I like that there is like a different lane of performance for each of the players that come out with franchises with Jordan Brand, because at the end of the day, it's function over anything else first. Like, they need to be playable. And I think, you know, it always shocks me, even now, when I see players in the NBA rocking certain pairs of retros, right? Like the original Jordans, where I'm like, yo, those are stiff. How do you move in that? But I mean, I know at the time that was the technology, right? Like the patent on the 11th is there to kind of contain your foot in the shoe with some other technology there. So like, there's a method to the madness, which I think is dope. But like, technology has come so far since then that I think right now that's going to be what's carrying that shoe, because it is unknown, right? And I think, like, you know, we were talking before we started recording about free agency. It is like, welcome to the shit show right now in free agency land. And with all the rumors, and social media has been going crazy today. So I think, like, where he's going to play, who he's going to play with, there's so much that's up in the air. There's no way to call it right now.
Yeah, no, it for sure is that. And also, we saw the next version of the Giannis Antetokounmpo freak, the Zoom Freak. I believe it's the Zoom Freak 4. It's already his fourth shoe. So, you know, when you think about that stuff, right? Not a lot of people. I mean, LeBron, Jordan, and KD are like the only guys that have 15 or more shoes with a line. You know, with one line. That's a lot. It's a lot of signature editions. So that Giannis is already up to four. It's pretty good. Yeah, but speaking of the KD 15s, those look pretty dope. They likely will not have a Brooklyn Nets colorway from the way the looks of things are going right now. As just Gabby had mentioned, free agency. So that's, you know, listen, I do a million other basketball shows, so I'm not going to get into my thoughts on that here. You guys know where to find me if you want that. True Hoop, Seven Footers Podcast, my guys at Ain't Hard to Tell. You know, with the Zoom Freak 4, shout out to Giannis, his fourth shoe. I'm going to be very curious to see, again, like, as this new draft class comes in, is there anyone, I doubt it, that they see as like, all right, we're going to give some so-and-so a signature shoe. Like, to me, I don't see anybody in that class as like that dude. Just because, you know, it's just not really. I mean, now that could change, right? They come into the league and all of a sudden blow up better than expected and are like, whoa, this is like, sure, that could change things. But as they stand right now, no, probably not anybody from this recent draft class.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, it's interesting seeing even just like with the WNBA, right, in full swing coming up on All-Star break in the next couple of weeks. And with our last guest, Christina, just like kind of seeing where shoes are going, right? Like, whether it's a colorway, whether it's a style. I know Breonna Stewart is going to be launching her shoe at some point. So like, excited to have some love for the ladies in that franchise space as well. But yeah, I think, you know, with Zion, you never know. I mean, respect dunking on some kids. If I could do the same, I'd probably be doing the same. I mean, if we're talking about like a little like play school hoop, sure, got you. But you know, not it.
Not a regulation hoop. Shouts to the W. You know, ladies having a great season. Kelsey Plum and the Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson, really doing their thing out there with new head coach Becky Hammon. You mentioned Stewie's new shoes coming out. You know, again, we'd love to see some other ladies and some other players, you know, kind of get, if not their own signature, some more PEs of some existing shoes, or a collaboration maybe with an existing silhouette, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of options out there for what they can do. And, you know, we've talked about that over the course of our show, Gabby, right? Is this idea of, you know, what can the brands do to be more inclusive for the ladies and showcase ladies' sports? And I think, you know, that's obviously one way they could do it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, it's interesting seeing, especially around the W, some of the other stuff that's happening that's exclusive to women, right? Like Esther Wallace, who's the founder of Playa Society. She's been doing drops throughout the season with her partnership with Fanatics doing merch. And it's been flying off the shelf. She was like, I had no idea that there was so much fandom in Minnesota. And I think that that just shows that there's a demand in that space, right? That an opportunity that, you know, hopefully in years to come, the NBA or some of the NBA's current partnerships will put some support behind that to give some love for the W, because, you know, I think that's such an untapped market that, like, there's fans, there's players, they all want to rock the stuff. Like, let's give the people what they want.
Absolutely. You know, and we had talked about, you know, free agency a little bit, and then what's going on there, and, you know, sneaker deals with collaborators and designers and all of that. And I just feel like right now, at least, it seems like, I know that there are a couple of things, right? There are a couple of New Balance releases that dropped. I know you want to get into that, maybe show something. I don't know. Maybe I jumped the gun on that. Maybe you don't want to show anything.
Throw feet in the streets, you guys.
But just this idea, right, of like sort of where we're headed with sneakers right now, right? Because it kind of seems like more of the same is the kind of lane and volume mode we're in right now, right? It's kind of like, all right, who's doing something hot? Who's doing something fresh? Like, what's the next big thing to catch on, right? And I feel like we're kind of in this holding pattern right now, right? Where it's just straight commodification, and it's, all right, how can I get whatever? How can I flip and sell? Like, right? As opposed to who's really doing something innovative and unique, right? Like when the 11s first came out, it was like, yo, or that first June Ambrose collaboration, right? It's like the first, I think that's right. It's like, when is that next first, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good collabs out there. I agree. I think we get caught up in a little bit of a hive mentality, you know. I mean, I got some broads in Atlanta as well. We can unpack that in a little bit. But I think, you know, seeing, it's hard to be the first, right? Like right now it's a trend of twos, which I think is smart to try a new silhouette. And I like seeing some of like the Union twos are actually kind of cool. You know me.
I was going to say, how are you feeling about that? Because you think twos are bowling shoes. But
I'm still not a twos girl.
I agree.
I'm still not a twos girl, y'all. I'll say, out of the twos that have come out, I do think that Amma Manier did a really great job, as they always do, as James Whitner does. And then I do like and appreciate the detail and the colorways on the Union twos. I think the Union collabs that have been really great too, like the pistachio dunks, the lows were a favorite of mine as well. But I think, you know, when it comes to firsts, we are a little bit languishing right now in some of those markets. I think Joe Fresh Goods and New Balance are doing some amazing things. I also want to give a shout to like Kith, because Kith has been like an OG player for a while. And, you know, I'll show a pair of New Balances that I may or may not have bought. Spoiler alert, I bought them from Kith. You know, shopping experience was great on the app. But I also want to give Kith a shout because of the TaylorMade collab that just is previewing.
Golf.
And for those who don't know, TaylorMade is a golf line. The collection was fire, like the varsity jacket. I mean, like I need 12 of them. And I just, that's something to me that once it starts to reach that level, right? That's how you know people have already been talking about it for a while. So people are like, oh, golf, this like new sport, that's cool. Nah, y'all. Nah. I mean, and you know our guest for episode 50, Jacques Slade, he has been like the OG. I know Gerard, when we first started this show, was all about the Jays and golf shoes. And,
oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, to see kind of that crossover as like, I grew up playing like golf and tennis. And so, and I was like, let me bring my magazine in the golf cart, because like, I don't know if I'm into this, but like, let me learn. So I got some like basic skills. Not a good putter. That's fine for another conversation. But just seeing that evolution even over the past, like, especially like 2 to 3 years. I mean, I would say five at least, like is when that groundwork's been coming into play. But like the accessibility of golf, like it was a great sport that really kind of emerged during the pandemic because you can be social distant. It's like therapeutic in a way. I mean, others will also say they called it golf because they ran out of other four letter words, but you know, but
I mean, that's the thing when you play golf, you do say a lot of four letter words because it's a really hard game.
And any sport that has a drink cart that comes around, I mean, yes, please and thank you. But just seeing those kinds of avenues finally getting a place in this sneaker space, to me, is what's really cool. And we're going to start seeing a lot more of that.
No, I'm with you 100% there. You know, when I mentioned Oh, excuse me. God, it's been a day, folks. Look, it's going to be a long night with this free agency nonsense. Like, it's just, this is where we are. But when I mentioned, like, you know, the kind of static nature of where we are right now with sneakers and, you know, it's kind of also tapped into the economy, right? Like, we're kind of, I mean, you know, and this is not turning into an economics podcast, but like, if we keep saying recession, then we have one. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things where a recession becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy once enough people start saying it, like, then it turns into one. StockX recently laid off 8% of its workforce. And, like, you know, people are like, 8%. But, like, for a company the size of StockX, that's significant.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And, I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be out here rooting for anybody to not have a job, right? That's not good for anyone, especially the people who don't have jobs. But then the whole point is like, well, we want to have long-term sustainability, blah, 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 blah. You know, all the stuff, the stupid stuff the companies say when they lay people off. You know, is this something, again, where we're going to see, because of if this is a recession and how long it lasts, we start seeing some changes in the sneaker market, particularly on the resale side, right? Where maybe you had a bunch of people who, you know, they're like, all right, the good times are going to keep rolling, maxed out those cards, using their bots, buying a bunch of, you know, whatevers. And now, well, them credit card bills are due and you're not paying them because no one's buying them from, like, you know, I'm just curious to see what's going to happen in that realm.
I totally agree. And I think that that's something that, you know, if you're willing to wait for a sneaker, unless it's like a Travis Scott, I mean, not a Travis Scott. I mean, the Air Maxes are at a very reasonable price right now. The Air Max Ones, love that. So if you guys want to like dabble in the Travis Scott Nike space, that's a great pair to do so, either colorway. But like, unless it's something crazy hype, right? Like the Louis Vuitton, Virgil collab, or even like some of the Unions, that stuff, if you get it when it first comes out, you're going to pay a premium for that, which to some people that's important. And if that is, like, do you, boom, you know what I mean? But if you're willing to wait a little bit, that's the thing that's been really interesting, because to your point, Jay, like a lot of people have gotten into the resale game because they see it as an opportunity, but they don't really know sneakers. Like, I love some of the guests that we've had on previously who've been doing it for like 5, 10, 15 years that truly know kind of like their consumer base as well as the sneaker industry and those ebbs and flows, because that's what's going to keep those credit card bills from getting paid off. Like, there's the 1985 Dunks that came out of Forever Ago and that acid wash, right? I loved those, and those were crazy at first for what they were. Like, I should have been able to get those normally at retail, right? But because sneakers are a vibe and impossible to get, took me a little bit. But now they're almost back to retail on these reselling sites. So I think that's something that's just really interesting to watch. If it's like a regular shoe or a dunk, I mean, even, and I'm going to mention this because I feel like it's been all over social media this week, the Panda Dunk Low that have restocked 37 times. And you can get them a little bit above resale or a retail on resale, but even those prices have dropped. I will say, though, you know, very happy to be a kid size. Your girl finally has a low. I almost feel like this is a rite of passage. You can tell me all you want, say that I'm like part of the hive, that I'm a basic bee, that I got frauds in Atlanta, whatever it is that you want to call me, I don't care, because I travel a lot. And so for me, a shoe like this goes with everything. It's versatile. And if you follow me on Instagram, if you don't, at Gabby Rosenthal. But if you do, I usually am rocking my Panda highs, and I have been doing so for pretty much the past like almost 2 years now on travel, because it's on planes, because they're easy. It's a lightweight shoe, easy to clean, good materials. I mean, the things that I like about this, there's no canvas, it's leather. I can pack some wipes with me, just like put like a little Crep Protect in my bag, and I'm good to go. So people can hate about seeing these everywhere. I think with sneakers right now, people complain if you can't get them because there's not enough inventory, and then you see them everywhere, people still complain. Net, people gonna complain. It's still a great shoe. I hope that Nike thinks about, and maybe they already are, or considers releasing this at like a general release, because I think this is a shoe that, you know, appeals to people outside of sneaker culture. It's a great shoe. It's classic. It matches everything in the way that like the Air Force One became kind of like that cult classic. I feel like this can be the 2.0 version of that.
I like that. I like exactly where your head's at with that. You know, when I brought up the recession and, you know, people and sneaker prices changing potentially on resale, you got to think about it like, you know, this time now is when wealthy people go into the market, right? Because they're like, everything's going to be on sale now and cheap is when we're going in. Now, of course, the reason they can do that is because they're already wealthy. So recession is not going to impact them the way it impacts all of us regular people who, right, need our jobs and whatever, and right, like, and can't, right, and have to be like, hey, let's be budget conscious now because who knows what's coming down the pipe, right? Like that, that's the challenge. But if you're someone who has budgeted well, and shout out to our girl TJ Kiesel, who was on one of our earlier episodes and talked about budgeting, right? Like, and if you've got, you know, that cash sitting around and you're like, I can afford to get something, get a pair of sneakers, take a look and see, you might, to Gabby's point, find some things that have gone down a bit in pricing. Not even on resale. You might be able to find a restock on the original site and be able to go, oh, I'm getting this at legit retail prices, which is amazing. So just keep your eyes open on that. And you never know what you might find.
And yeah, and I think there's good deals everywhere, right? Like that's what we love about like smaller businesses, like Another Lane, last week's guest, mm-hmm, we are 2 mm-hmm. weeks ago, we had Marcus talking about Trade Up, which is going to be launching in beta, right? Like mm-hmm. the Trade Blocks, even eBay, which like I can have my own shop and have two pairs on it. And that's my small business, right? Like mm-hmm, all mm-hmm. these brands like and companies that provide a platform for people to tap into the community, whether it's resale or it's your guy who you text when you want a release that's coming out, like our friend Manny, right? Like mm-hmm. there's all these different avenues now to be able to kind of have access to the things that you want if you just know where to look. And then I think to your point with restocks, like, and we've talked about this before, but Nike is doing a great job of doing releases and drops on Nike of the ones that are a little mm-hmm. bit more
for sure
like mainstream. And I think the way that they have it set up right now, like, you know, me and everyone in sneaker culture has their thoughts about the sneakers app, but the way that Nike has it set up, I think is really beautiful because it'll say like which drop is going to be on sneakers versus right. which one's on the Nike app. And so yep. it's like, if you're new to the game and you want to look in and try to figure out what those releases are, set your calendars for those who are not into sneakers but want to get into sneakers, mm-hmm. make sure that it is 1 minute before that you are ready to go, because if you're 1 second too late, you might be out of the raffle and out of the running.
You might miss.
You know, I think that there's a lot more access now, and it with supply chain issues and different sneakers coming out, it'll be very interesting to see how that shifts over the next 6 months or so.
And to that point, guys, Gabby's making, just sometimes just go on the regular Nike app and you're gonna find stuff. Like there's always stuff in there. Just open up to download the Nike app. You don't even worry about sneakers and like, all right, this one's drawing at like 10 o'clock. No, just go into this regular Nike app. Sneakers, you're, again, as our boy Waz says, if you like sneakers, you can find something anywhere. You will find something you like. KDs are always available in the Nike app. Like yeah. there's so many other types of shoes that are just available. And of course, you know, it's summertime. You're looking at some of those classics, Adidas, New Balance, Puma. Like those things are always available. Like always. Like, you know what I mean? So you can easily just hop on the site and go, oh, let me get a pair of those suedes. Like, and just, they're just there. The classics that are always around. So, you know, don't have to get yourself necessarily locked into the hype and tied down to that.
Yeah. I mean, and they're classics for a reason, right? Like, you know me, I live in superstars. I go through a rotation of them. Those are my
superstars. Also always available.
Always available. And they're always also doing like a lot of limited colorways and mm-hmm. collabs. If you guys head over, there's like an Adidas program that you sign up, you get points, you can get different levels, get different notifications. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the brands have that now, but I think for Adidas, like that still counts for like the non-hype stuff that you can just go mm-hmm. and buy stuff. Like there's, you know, I live in like the cloud foam slides at home. Mm-hmm. I have them probably in every color. They're amazing. But there's a lot of collabs and partnerships and colorways that kind of fly under the radar, not just with Adidas in general. I think like Puma does a great job mm-hmm. with that too. You know, as a big fan of the Haribo collab mm-hmm. with those mm-hmm. gummy bears. I mean, those are fire. And if it's what you like at that point, to the point of like Big Waz and Jay, what they're talking about, you can find sneakers everywhere.
Yep. And again, it's summertime. So I know I'm picking up another pair of Puma low suede and like a nice bright summery color. You know, I was thinking, Gab, I was thinking like an orange. I was like, ooh, that might be nice. Like,
speaking of orange, Jay, I got a pair of shoes recently. That leads us into
See that?
Jay, a couple weeks off, we're still so in sync. I got a few pairs. I know we talk about Lowe's for summer. Before I get into the orange pair, I'm going to show you one of my favorite pickups that, you know, Nike does a lot of releases that are outside of the US, and this was a pair for me that I had been looking at in general. That I love an Air Max. I love an Air Max 1 even more. And I also love Air Max Day. So I stand for all of those things. I'm going to do like a live unboxing here, but like this was a pair that I wish came out in the US. And, you know, we talk about light colors. We talk about light shoes. Like,
oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me, beautiful shoe.
I like them. I like them.
This was a Europe exclusive. I love them.
I like it.
But like this, I could rock with literally everything.
Anything. Everything. That's a great summer shoe. Great summer sneaker.
Yeah. And the Air Max One, for those who don't know, like there's like the details on the sole.
I like it.
Bubble, really comfortable shoe. So, you know, I always stand for that. I think sometimes they get better releases outside of the US, mm-hmm. but lean into your resale friends for that one. That is a place where like resale is great because now it provides access to those shoes where you're like, yo, who do I know in London that's going to be mm-hmm. there next week? Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that's going to want to ship something to the US. Like, now you don't have to do that. But I know we talk about Orange and we've been talking about Kith a little bit too, because Kith is an OG. But I think, you know, as I moved into this apartment, Jay, in New Jersey, I'm always like, do I go to drop fronts? Do I go to sneaker show like shows? I don't know. But I think like brands like Kith are all about kind of like keeping
things. Oh, yeah. I like it. So yep.
Not only is this a beautiful box.
Little New Balance. Yep.
Since 2011. Like, I love the flex that's on here with this, right?
Yep,
like,
yep.
Hey, this isn't something that we just caught on because now y'all think it's cool.
Kith for New Balance since 2011. Yep.
I love that. And before I even show you the shoe, though, the thing that I like about it, and this is why I can't get rid of the boxes, because it comes with, haven't even opened it yet, some Stance socks.
I like that.
A New Balance yep. canvas tote, like a shoe bag, and then a few different lace packs. So I think, you know, the way that
big fan of the lace packs.
Now, that's the way to go. I'm going to show this quickly, so Gerard doesn't kill me for taking too much time to unbox. But this is a great shoe.
That's a great shoe. Love the color, like the light, the aqua on the back, the orange on the front, the canvas. That is a fantastic summer shoe. Like, it is. The bright colors, you can do that with, like, of course, bike shorts, because as you know, folks, it is always bike short season for Gabby.
Bike short season right now, y'all.
Oh, I mean, yes, it's definitely bike short season now, but I mean, it's always bike short season for you, but it's definitely bike short season now. You can wear that with a dress if you like. I mean, right? Like, it's just...
You can wear this on a golf course. I can go play golf, so I love the photos that even had this. It's mm-hmm. not a golf shoe. But with the air technology on the bottom, the bubble, yep. like this is comfortable yep. for all the walking needs, all the things that mm-hmm. you want to do.
I like it. I like it. That is a excellent job. Nice purchase there by you. You know, that's the thing, folks, right? Like, you can find the hype purchase. You can find the, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, you know, everything kind of exists out here for us, you know?
Absolutely. And then speaking of everything exists, I got to give one shout out to Bella real quick. For sending me and Jay some goodies. I don't know.
Sneaker candles.
But we love small business.
We do.
Gerard with the spoiler alert. Sneaker
candles. Oh, my bad.
It's great packaging. Small business based out of LA. Ships super quick. It gives you like a little do's and don'ts. But I mean, like, do you not stand for
that's
this?
That's it. If you're if you're a sneaker fan.
What? It's a mid. She's oh, a mid. Yeah,
that's that.
And she smells delicious.
And we know, Gabby, well, how we all, I mean, mints are great. Like, there's nothing wrong with mints. So, yeah, check out Bella, folks. We do support small businesses here. Of course, any small business around sneakers, sneaker community, but small business in general, small business, as you know, is the driver of the economy. 50% of people are employed by small businesses. So, yeah, that matters, right? And so we want to support. I mean, listen, I get it. Like, you need to get your stuff tomorrow. So you're going to use Amazon, whatever. But
this came almost as quick as Amazon. I will say, like, this is great. And don't worry, Jay, I got one that's not a mint.
But ultimately, right? Like, but I like mints. But ultimately, you know, that if you want to see a really we're all about like doing things that make it good for everybody, right? Support small businesses. That's how you make things good for everyone, because they are the drivers of the economy. So shout out to Bella. For hooking us up. And folks, we are back. Thank you so much for bearing with us while we are out ill the past few weeks. We'll be back this summer with guests and all the good things. And, you know, we're going to try to figure out some in-person thing. But damn, this COVID situation is really making life very difficult for everybody. But we will do that. As always, shout out to our partners at Count the Dings, where you find Woke Bros, the original Bomb Show, Rap Names, Crypto Bros, all that good stuff. Of course, we are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time, peace.